Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. Kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's good to see your smiling face this morning, Jack.
Had a new fresh haircut.
I know.
I don't look like I have to stand on the interstate with a pan.
No, and we went to the same guy without even planning it.
Right.
I cut all my hair off. You both did. Went to David.
Looks so good.
Yeah, I'm just letting it down today. Doing the Caesar, something like that.
You having a seizure?
Caesar.
Oh,
like
Caesar.
Caesar Augustus or something.
Hey, if one of your projects this spring is to spruce up your home by slapping some paint inside or out, you can either hire a good contractor to do it or you can do it yourself. Either way, you can get paint from New Look Decorating Center. They are specialized in Benjamin Moore, which is made right here in Alabama. That's the kind of paint they sell there. And I will say that I had a decorator in Austin when I first moved there a few years ago, and she said, you know, she'd been doing it for like 30 years. She said, I've tried them all, and nobody can beat Benjamin Moore. Well, if you go out to New Look Decorating Center at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway, you can go in and speak with Brian Carr, who is the owner, manager, or you can speak with Brett Lanham, who's really the floor manager and the paint specialist of New Look. They're both really young and fun and energetic, and they can help you pick out some paint. They have decorators on staff who can make recommendations. And if you want to repaint something later, your information is on file, and they'll know exactly which seafoam green to set you up with, or whatever color you might choose. But that's New Look Decorating Center at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Their phone number is 271-0007. 271-0007. That's New Look Decorating Center. I had on my New Look, Brett came in and gave me a New Look
hoodie. Yeah.
And I had it on yesterday. It was cold and rainy, and I put the hood on, and I went and had breakfast, and one of the ladies in the restaurant said, do you work on the side for New Look? I said, no, but they're a sponsor of our show, and I proudly wear this sweatshirt. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, they do a great job. Now, 272-9228, if you want to get on the program. Let's go to the phones. I think this, it's not quite a record, but look at this. John DeVoe has been holding for nearly 30 minutes.
John, now we're sorry.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Hey, Joey.
Hey, John.
Hey, Bill.
Bill had to cut out, I'm sorry to say.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to call in and speak with him on the Sundays that his show usually comes on when I'm on the Sundays, when I'm usually at church.
Right, right.
He comes on Sundays when I'm usually at church, but on the Sundays that I don't go to church, I always listen to the show, and I always find it to be a very informative show and a very good show.
Well, if you happen to miss it, you can go to alreporter.com and and scroll down after about noon on Sunday, and you will see the current show, and you can click on it and watch it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that information. And listen, Jay, Joey already knows this, but, you know, my biological name is DeVore Jones. DeVore is actually a nickname. It's the short form of my first name, DeVore, and that's the name I go by on the radio.
You say it's short for DeVore, is short for DeVore. Is it like only one letter shorter?
Well, I usually spell it with an A. DeVore is spelled D-E-V-O-R-E, and I spell the DeVore D-A-V-O-E.
Okay.
And but you know, I'm running to be a delegate to the Democratic National Convention for Joe Biden in the 7th Congressional District. I won't just be on the ballot here in Montgomery County, but I will be on the ballot in all the counties that are represented by Congresswoman Terry Sewell.
Okay.
She represents the 7th Congressional District. And so, you know, I hope people keep me in mind. If I'm elected, I'll be the national convention is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the 13th through the 16th of July. and I'll go there to represent Alabama in the, at the Democratic National Convention.
Well, that's some good information, John.
But on the ballot, they have my biological name, not my radio name.
Oh, okay.
Talk show name.
All right. Well, you got plenty of time to get that message out.
Well, and I don't think it could happen to a nicer guy. If you get that spot, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really do. It'll be the first time that I've ever gone to the convention. And,
oh, they're a lot of fun, John. They are a hell of a lot of fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you all talked about the gambling issue here in this state and the lottery and everything. You know, State Representative Alvin Holmes, emeritus, says that when he first introduced legislation to legalize, you know, recreational gambling in the state and lotteries and all of that, that no state surrounding Alabama had one. And he said now, you know, all or most states surrounding Alabama have one, and Alabama still don't have one. Do you think that Alabama would do the same thing with this recreational marijuana issue?
No, I don't. I just don't.
Yeah, and we're trying to get over the hurdle of medical.
Yeah, they can't even come up with a bill that's good enough to allow medical marijuana.
I'm hoping this session something will move with that, because last session they put up this commission that studied the subject, and so we'll see whether or not the legislature actually crafts something that can be passed. I think it would be a good thing for the state, but... needs to be also the right type of legislation, John.
But you know, the thing about it, down in Florida, right, they've already legalized the medical marijuana.
Yes.
And the state of Florida grows acres and acres and acres of marijuana, you know, legally for its medical marijuana business.
Right.
Well, you're not going to get that here, I'm afraid, because I don't think our legislature is even going to entertain that notion. But anyway,
nice. Appreciate the call, John.
Thanks, John.
Peace and blessings.
Same to you.
And with your spirit. Let's go to LM. LM, welcome.
Yes. How are you today?
How's it going?
I'm all right.
Oh, pretty good. I was listening a few minutes ago to the lady discussing Coleman.
Uh-huh.
And she, I'm holding the document in my hand. It's 21 pages. Do you have that document?
Not in front of me, I don't.
Oh, but you have seen it.
Yes.
Okay. One of the statements in here is the manager testified that the orders came from the main office.
Mm-hmm.
That's Coleman's office.
Mm-hmm.
Then, again, there was a reweight on one from Fort Rucker, which went through Coleman's office in South Alabama with 2,601 overweight. That come from his office.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 650 reweights that were done, 80% of them was overweight.
Right. We talked about this the other day.
But, right.
Right.
But the lady was wondering about tying it back to Cole. The managers put it back on Cole.
Yeah.
There was 3 referrals for criminal, and Coleman was one of those.
But I would say that just playing this fair, the managers might have had incentive to throw it back at him. And what is so far, I think you might be right though, Ellen. But what has so far been proven is that the incentive structure of the company did incentivize this type of behavior. And at best, we could say what's been proven that there was passive sort of encouragement by the central office. It might be more than that.
If they didn't know about it, they should have known about it.
Right. Plus, within the last 3 or 4 months, there is a complaint wasn't filed, but there is another fraud that was happened locally on weighing. It wasn't on weighing, it was on handling it, but it was a fraud, and I don't want to go into that because I don't have any name or anything.
Okay.
But there are other ways to fraud.
So, LM, despite Jeff Coleman, who do you like in this race?
I've got 3 friends in this race.
Who do you love? Which friend do you love the most?
right now, I will be with Barry Moore.
Okay.
But Troy King, his mother, I know the family.
Do you live in the Wiregrass?
I live near you.
Oh, okay.
I am a friend of Bright Taylor. So
okay.
I have three friends running.
Okay.
I think Barry Moore is the best qualified person to do it. But I'm not campaigning for that now.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information, LM. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, welcome to the show.
Hey, folks.
What's
hey,
up, Randall?
Not much, man. I can't remember. Why did Marcy Roby, did she all of a sudden just throw the hat in? Like last year, year four, or is it something planning? She's been planning to step out.
I don't think anybody can answer that. I do know that she had told her staff ahead of her public announcement. So they were aware of it, but nobody had leaked it out that I know of. But anyway, she sent out a press release like on a Thursday and said she would not seek re-election. And nobody really knows why. Maybe she's sick of it. Maybe I just kind of wish that she had stayed another 2 years and would have kept some consistency there. But who knows? And I've heard that Shelby and others are grooming Jeff Coleman to run for his Senate seat when he retires. I think all this that's come out puts a monkey wrench in that process.
Well, how about how far back does the court document y'all got? How far back does it go? Does it go more than 6 years ago, or is it?
Well, I know something was in 2014, an article I read, but I mean it went over a long period of time.
I hope they ain't. I know. I think you had me thinking too far out ahead sometimes. But man, you don't think they're getting ready to come in? You heard Maxwell say, you know, they've given Montgomery 8 years or 10 years to straighten the school system, or eight of what somebody said one time. But you think they're getting ready to put somebody in it? That they already, because he used Obama. He didn't have to use the word Obama. That's just stirring up the pot more. You think they put him in there so he'll just, you know what I mean, not vote and let Maxwell just dissolve itself?
I think Maxwell is a very valuable. There's a lot that happens at Maxwell Gunner and just in general, the whole complex. And I don't think they're going to be closing up shop anytime soon. But we do need somebody who can advocate for it in Congress, but I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
I mean, because that's a big staple. I mean, because they done a lot. I understand Gunner. I understand why they would not ever shut Gunner down and why they dumped so much money in the past 4 to 6 years in Gunner. Safing everything up, making it sound like it's part of, you know, everything. The whole process, you can't just walk in there no more like you used to. And it looks, I mean, it just feels like they had it to shut, I mean, Maxwell to strip down itself. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you look at Selma, it kind of is working its way over, and it's like this is a plan that we're just falling into. I just want to better step back and, I don't know, look at it a different way sometimes. But I appreciate the answers, though, man. Thank y'all.
All right. Thank you, Randall. Have a good weekend.
272-922. Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Hey, let's talk about hemp.
Okay.
The public at large and our lawmakers at the federal and the state level are so uninformed about hemp and the fact that agronomics is what made the South so successful for so long. That's where we need to go to compete with this product. I know this doesn't have anything to do with what you guys were talking about. It just, there was an article that turned up I was looking at, EPA, you know, you watch too much TV and Bubba Gump gets on you.
EPA.
Stupid is as stupid does. They're going to fund research. There's a study they're going to help fund. Have you heard of hempcrete? They mix.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, they mix the hemp fiber with the concrete in the process, and it comes out to be a sustainable product that's eco-friendly and all that good stuff, and makes the concrete lighter. That's just one use.
Oh, right.
And there's another type of hemp called ruderalis. little bitty scrubby thing, grows all over the place, wild. You wouldn't even know what it was if you saw it. That's the part, that's one of the hemp cultivars that is essential in creating the CBD,
mm-hmm.
Medicinal hemp. And it's no THC. You don't get high off of it. You could get a headache smoking a truckload. But I wish that folks would call these people that are running for office and say, don't be scared to educate yourself on this, because this is an economic engine for Alabama.
I believe, though, Crawdad, industrial hemp has already come online in Alabama.
It has.
A little bit. There are studies now. It's the universities are allowed to grow test crops. If you want to see how it's really going, look at Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, we've just made one little jump across that line of fear. And, yes, the universities can do test crops. But I'm talking about if you and me and Jack there wanted to go out and plant 1,000 acres hemp, we can't.
It truly is a remarkable multi-use crop.
Yes, it is.
It really is remarkable stuff.
From the root to the seed. And we have the perfect environment for this product, and the only thing in the way is misunderstanding, lack of education, and fear of politicians who say the hemp word might hurt them getting elected.
Well, propaganda's a hell of a drug. Appreciate the call, Crawdad.
Sure.
Thanks, pal. Thank you, have a good weekend.
272-9228, News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
How are you guys doing, bud?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I really liked your guest that you brought in this morning. I thought, he had some great points about Coleman. I kind of hate you had a caller kind of come in and bash him, but yeah. I think that guy's great. And he knew what he was talking about, and he could do it calmly without getting excited. And he did bring some attention to Coleman that I didn't know about. I didn't know they were still doing business with the government. I would think after you got in trouble like that, the government would kind of tell you to, you know, go pound sand.
I know. That's surprising to me.
See, I'm not surprised. When I saw this whole scheme, it's not right. The way I look at it, it's not right, but it's kind of like par for the course when it comes to government and corruption.
Well, as bad as we think it is, and it sounds horrible to me, obviously somebody in the government either was getting a kickback or didn't think it was too bad after all because they kept doing business with it, and that bothers me.
Right.
That bothers me. But anyway, I just want to tell you guys, I love that guest. I think he was great. Very, very wise individual.
Well, you can read his publication every morning, alreporter.com.
I'm going to do it, man.
Okay, Eddie. Thanks, pal.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Let's hit a break, Jack. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to join in on the program. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
I'm doing all right.
So, lots happened this week, Jack. Of course, we've been covering all this local stuff. Thank you again to Bill Brent. And we've been covering the Porch Creek Indians. I was telling you last night on the phone, whoever's doing their marketing is hitting it the iron while it's hot, because just this week, we had Education Trust Fund asking for more money. We'll have the general fund asking for more money. It's 'tis the season where people in the state government say, we need more money.
Right.
And so to, you know, say, hey, we'll give you $1 billion, I mean, good timing.
But as we see, it's not a check for $1 billion.
No, no, not exactly. And as I told you last night, Jack, I would drive a harder bargain if we're going to go that route, but I don't know if we necessarily need to go that route. And what I said yesterday is if I could wave a magic wand and, you know, bring all the things I wanted to the state, I would, and it would be, you know, general freedom, even for so-called vices.
I'll tell you what, I'm all for gambling. I'm just not for giving one entity the monopoly on it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, everything with this state, too, you got to be suspect. Well, we've seen in other states, say, that have legalized marijuana. Instead of just doing full legalization, they have this crony deals where only a few people are allowed to grow product, and it leaves prices really high. It's too overregulated, so the black market still flourishes. If you brought, for instance, sports betting to the state of Alabama, one of the biggest states in the country, even though it's not technically legal for sports betting, because we love our football and God love us for it. But I don't see that necessarily on the table. There's a lot of different options we could choose. We'll see going forward. 272-9228. Now, one thing that did happen this week, Jack, that we've yet to mention on these airwaves is a certain someone that we feature often made an appearance again this week on the world stage.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about...
How dare you!
Oh, no, she didn't.
She's now 17 years old, Greta Thunberg. And she essentially said that,
Last year, I told you to panic, telling people to panic has been a bad idea. It's a bad idea to tell people to panic, but I said, don't worry. I tell people to panic over this all the time, and nothing happens.
And it's like, oh, nice sarcasm from a 17-year-old girl. I never would have expected that from a 17-year-old. But she's literally calling for, like, let's just stop fossil fuels in their tracks. And to put it in over-the-top terms, I don't question Greta's passion. I don't really mean this as a knock towards Greta. It's more towards those giving this platform. And because even the folks who are big proponents of doing something about climate change don't want to go this territory. If you get rid of fossil fuels full stop, like she's saying in this over-the-top way.
Yeah, that'll be a great idea.
Well, literally millions of people will die. I mean, that's what will happen. You will halt the modern economy as you know it. And I'm not talking about just Americans. We're some of the richest people on Earth. Even the poorest among Americans are the richest on Earth. I mean, like developing countries. You stop fossil fuel production and use of fossil fuels, all these developing countries with billions of people like China and India, as well as the continent of Africa that is slowly starting to really come online, it would stop them dead in their tracks just as they're getting a foothold and gaining some wealth, getting out of abject poverty. It's just have some perspective. And Steve Mnuchin has come under fire.
Isn't he the Treasury Secretary?
He is. He really is. He made a little joke. Mnuchin said, quote, does Greta Thunberg's call for an end to fossil fuel investment threaten U.S. economic growth? Is she the chief economist or who is she? I'm confused, Mnuchin said. He said, after she goes and studies economics in college, she can come back and explain that to us. And, of course, you can always count on Ocasio-Cortez to say his joke's not funny. If you don't have an economics degree like Greta, they'll mock you for not having one. If you do have one, as I do, they'll claim it's illegitimate. Haters gonna hate and deniers will deny. Oh, good Lord.
Honest to God.
Good Lord. See, you don't make $1 billion, Jack. You take $1 billion.
Well,
if you're the government, that's how it works.
Hey, did you see, and I've been meaning to talk about it. Maybe you did when I wasn't here, but Kay Ivey is the 10th most popular governor in the nation.
I did not see that.
Yes.
Good for our governor.
Well, and last year, you know, after the gas tax, she was under a little, her approval rating was way low. Right now, it's 58%. Positive to 28% negative. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And her doctor said that now, as far as I can tell, cancer-free.
Well, that's what the report is.
That's fantastic. Now, you're never really completely cured, but in remission,
we know
these sorts of things. So I wish the governor well in that regard. Yeah, she remains popular. And that's great. I didn't know she was the 10th most popular in the nation.
That's right.
We'll see after this session if that holds up.
Yeah, right. Depends on what they try to ram down our throats.
Exactly. 272-9228. No, we already have some calls. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this? You're on there.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, bud.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, who doesn't like sugar? I mean, how can you not like somebody like that?
Right.
Sweet little grandmother taking shots of gin. What life is good. What life is good. What can you say? You know, you're talking about the monopoly that the Porch Creek Indian wants, everything like that. My son and daughter-in-law, before they moved up to Fort Meade, they lived at Gaucher, which is about a stone's throw, 15, 20 minutes away from Biloxi. And have y'all been to Biloxi lately by any chance?
No, I have not. Not I've in never, probably 2 years.
I've never been.
Well, I've been.
That place is happening. I imagine they have now 9 or 10 casinos within that county. All right. It is amazing how it's hopping. And the Hard Rock Cafe down there is always cranking. Great, great time. But if we're going to go down that route, you know, I would love for us to be able to buy Powerball tickets instead of me having to buy them all the time as I'm driving the different states.
Right.
But why would you want to say, okay, we're only going to have 3 or 4 Indian casinos through the state when you can literally have 8 or 10, pick your county, you know, and go with it. And you could hire 15,000 people literally in 5 years if you just allowed full competition.
Oh, and
that's what you need.
Business can be booming. I have gambled for down in New Orleans. Went to the casino down there and then to the MGM National right outside of D.C. That was a lot of fun. And I'll say, even though it was a lot of fun and business booming, all sorts of shops and restaurants, these sorts of things, you do see the negative effects. I mean, it's just apparent if you have the eyes to see it. And let's not kid ourselves, there won't be negative effects. But a lot of this stuff is already going on, especially sports betting. And we can handle, I think, the negative effects. Though, I believe the places, the counties that are already near the reservations where we currently have some form of gaming, they're not necessarily fans, a lot of the folks, of adding more. Some might be, but I can understand the idea that maybe you don't want your county to become this mecca of gambling, and it would become that, indeed.
Oh, absolutely, it would.
I just heard this poll the other day that a poll was conducted about the casino allowing the Porch Creek Indians to have a monopoly on gambling, and 60%. I think it was Republican people that identified as Republican. 60% of them were not for allowing the Indians to have an exclusive monopoly on gaming. And where it was most unpopular, that notion, was in the counties where casinos already exist, Elmore and Escambia and Montgomery.
Really?
Yeah.
And I can think of it this way. Like, for instance, I had a lot of fun at MGM National, but I was visiting, tourist, and then I get to leave. And so it might be popular. A lot of folks get to go in, travel, have a little fun, leave. For the folks that live there all day, every day, it might be a different story.
I agree. Gentlemen, y'all have a good day. I've been enjoying your show.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones again, 272-9228. You're on News and Views. You're on the air.
Biloxi Gambler.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Talk about sports gaming. There's a story last year. Some Alabama fan was out in Vegas, and I was reading about it, you know, in those casino papers they give you. And he bet $10,000 on the Tide. And, boy, he was excited. He was going to win Alabama was so heavily favored, he won $10,100. He was mad as a hornet up there at the window. They didn't understand odds quite yet.
But, yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No, doesn't work too good. On the lottery, real quick, lottery was a good idea. Florida was the first one in the Southeast to have one. If we'd have had one then, it would have worked, and I'd be all for it. And then Georgia jumped in. Well, now, of course, Tennessee's got one, and Mississippi just got one, started this year. So I don't think Tennessee – see, what helps their lotteries, of course, Florida's unique because they get people from all over the world year-round. But I don't think the Georgia people are going to cross the line to Alabama to buy our tickets.
Doesn't sound like they will.
No, they're not going to return the favor. Neither will Tennessee, neither will Mississippi. So we're going to be an island on our own with our little 4.5 billion people trying to self-sustain it. Except if they do the Powerball, then we're locked, you know, hooked up with all the other states. But other than that, we're going to have the worst lottery of them all. I mean, it's going to be the smallest payouts, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. I don't really like the scratch-offs, because scratch-offs, they don't pay anything anyway. So there's going to be people that are on a fixed income that are going to be buying a $1, $3 scratch-off ticket trying to win $500. And they'll do it daily, every single day, every time they buy gas, every time they buy Coca-Cola, whatever like that. So I'm not a fan of that. Now, what I am a fan of, I don't like the – I don't play Indian casinos. I do not play. I don't even play the Hard Rock, even though in Mississippi they do have a gaming regulation. But I don't play anything on a reservation because they don't have to – they're not regulated. They got unregulated games, and I don't play anywhere that's not inspected. But what we could do to split the baby here and make the Baptists happy and get the income, we could set up 3 gaming zones: one in South Alabama, Central Alabama, and North Alabama. And we could walk over to those 27 casino owners that are in the state of Mississippi. Most of them now are out of Las Vegas, and say, "Man, you got a nice place here. This is a billion-dollar business. Sure would be bad if Alabama built one, because if we get one over in Alabama, that's going to cut off about 70% of their traffic, because most of the people that go gambling travel through Alabama to get to Mississippi. They cannot survive. See, Louisiana has one in New Orleans. They've got Harris over there. They can't survive off Louisiana and Texas money. There's not much money coming from Missouri over in that area. They're not coming. The Beau Rivage, they're doing junkets now, flying in people from the Northeast, trying to, you know, bring in business. But most of the people, when you go to a casino over there, and I know y'all said that you hadn't been in 2 years, and one of you hadn't been over there at all. Most of the people in there, I mean, it looks like Alabama pep rally. Everybody's wearing Alabama shirts.
Right.
It's a lot of Alabama, a lot of Florida, a lot of Georgia. In fact, when I go down, because I go about the same days and the same times and everything, it's the same cars that fly past me with the Georgia license plates. I mean, the exact same car, the same person's in it. And you know, I'm only doing 80, 85. They're going 110 past me because we don't have any state troopers, because we don't have any money, because the money just passes through going to Mississippi. In Montgomery, that's when they slow down. All those buses, they buy gas in Georgia. They bring all these people. They truck them in from Atlanta. They slow down at the I-65, I-85 interchange, and that's the most amount of time they spend in the state of Alabama. And then they dump them off at the casinos in Mississippi. We could sell rights to these gaming zones, because if there were casinos in those 3 gaming zones, somebody's going to build something over there. Well,
right.
If somebody builds it, then that's going to cut off what's in Mississippi. And then they can turn theirs into retirement homes or something like that, because everything will be full over here. Because why would you want to drive an extra 4 hours
right.
if you can... Or if you're from Tennessee, you know, North Alabama or Central Alabama or
right.
South Alabama. In fact, that's one reason why I thought they built that thing. The state built that big convention center or whatever down in the Mobile area in South Alabama, thinking down the road we'll just convert it over to a casino once we get the right legislation.
And Biloxi Gambler, I got to run. I hate to cut you off,
man.
But I appreciate the point. And it is always wise to play the different interests against each other. That would be a smart move for the state if we want to get the most bang for our buck. But it's kind of, it makes me nervous that this question's just been brought up all of a sudden. And I don't think it's actually been thought through by those actually in the legislature. They've at least presented publicly. They might have been talking privately, but we'll see. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get in, more news and views from 9 to noon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Business report. Stocks are higher. The NASDAQ has been trading in record territory. Apple shares rose to a record after Wedbush analyst Dan Ives predicted the stock will rise to $400 a share. Apple topped $321 today. Also, Intel shares are up 6%. Its business in the recent quarter was stronger than expected. Investors appear to be brushing off the economic impact of the coronavirus in China. However, David Dietz of Point View Wealth Management says some businesses with a large presence in China will see the impact.
Specifically, the gaming stocks. Wynn gets 3/4 of its business from China. Las Vegas Sands 62%, MGM 21%, so that's at the very much exposed.
While Disney shares are lower, its Shanghai Disney Park has been closed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. It's kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends, Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, and the whole team over there doing great things. Or the people in the River Region looking to get that first-time mortgage, maybe refinance that mortgage. You can get a lower rate on a refinance, maybe skip a couple of payments. But more generally speaking, what does it mean if you can save money month to month? If you can skip a couple payments, well, it allows you to breathe, financially speaking. When money stress is some of the worst stress ever. I'm not exaggerating. Some folks know out there listening better than I do how much money stress can really put a strain on you. And if you can go buy Alabama Home Mortgage, get a refinance, or just get into the mortgage game in the first place, it can really relieve a lot of that stress, put you back on a more sound financial footing. Also, at Alabama Home Mortgage, they really do great work with our veterans here in the River Region, making sure those veterans have access to the VA to get those home loan benefits you earned through your service. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today. Be sure to tell Kim and the team that Joey and Jack from News & View sent you. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender.
And tell Kim how you doing.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Red Top. Red Top, how are you?
Good Friday, gentlemen.
How you doing, Red Top?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking forward to next week and not sub-freezing weather or 12 inches of rain. Boy, did it rain heavy last night. Was it cold, guys?
I know it was.
It was damn miserable. First of all, let's talk about the gambling. This is just beyond absurd how long it takes Alabama to do anything. It's none of the state's or the society's business what people do with their private lives and all this presumption that it's going to cause problems and certain people are going to get addicted and all that. The same presumption they made about marijuana. If you smoke marijuana, you're going to become a drug addict and you're going to be addicted. They have all kinds of truisms that are not true. This is a free country. We should be able to go to the damn casino if we want and play whatever games we want. And the folks that have been holding us back for a long time are responsible for where Alabama is on its backward attitude of things. And it's a lot of these rural Congress or Senate legislative people who just are backwards. Kay Ivey's one of them. She couldn't run the state college program. Didn't it go under her watch?
There were some big problems.
Okay. She wears blackface. She's responsible for Doug Jones, and this woman don't need to be making any decisions about anything anymore. She just needs to get out of office. Let's find somebody that's got some sense in there. You know, my grandmother, my Belgian grandmother, they moved to French Riviera after World War II. She went to Monte Carlo about four or five times a week.
Mm-hmm. You still there, Red Top?
You know, she loses us sometimes.
Really does. All right. Thanks, Red Top. I guess we lost the call there. You know, one thing I will say, and in spirit and on principle, I agree with Red Top, but I think if we want to move the state forward, too often, and this is just politics in general, and I've been guilty of it often, is we want to demonize somebody, dress them down, even when they deserve it. That might not be the best strategy. I think if we want to move the state forward, we should show practically, here is what legalization, say, of marijuana could do for the state, medical or recreational. Here is what gambling could do for the state. And be clear-eyed about potential problems if you go there. Be willing to have an open, honest conversation. Now, I could be naive and hoping for too much, given our politics, not just in the state, but generally speaking. But I think often when we attack people from the get-go, It doesn't necessarily change a lot of hearts and minds. It just makes us feel better about ourselves. It's almost like, you know, cathartic. Let it out. It's like a big therapy couch. And, it, you know, again, I've been guilty of this myself. And when it comes to national politics, that gets heightened. Certainly, that gets heightened. But for solving problems here in our local community, it'd be best if we turn down the temperature a little bit, figure out what the actual problems are. In fact, a lot of the problems have been staring us in the face now for most of them a decade, if not longer. And we can fix these issues. It just, it's a matter of getting the legislators in particular off their butts. Let's get this done, and we'll see where it goes. 272-9228. 272-9228. Why is TV Land on in the studio
here? I don't know, but Lindsay's talking now.
Oh, Lindsey Graham?
Yes.
See, this is why TV Land's on my monitor. See, TV Land's triggering me, not the news. 272-9228. I'd love to hear what Lindsey's saying. Are you reading the closed captioning?
No, I haven't been. I've been.
But it's Senate Republicans are holding a news conference before the impeachment manager's final day. Yeah, I have to say, Jack, this, watching just a little coverage of it, and then watching some of the clips from what the House managers have been doing, I did listen carefully to why do you think you need more witnesses and more documents? Are you claiming, Mr. Schiff, House Manager Schiff, that if you get these documents, you will have a smoking gun? Like, if we called the mustachioed man, will we really take out the orange man? But listening to them, that's not what they're doing. Okay, we call this guy from OMB. We call this guy from DOD. We call John Bolton. All these folks, all I think it's going to do is just add a few more ornaments to the Christmas tree, but it won't be the star on top. And they just want to prolong the process. And in fact, I don't think they actually want to call witnesses. They want to make it look like an unfair trial.
Yeah, I know.
And then yesterday, he went into Looney Tune Town. And in fact, he keeps pushing the Russia narrative, which now the Horowitz report did a number on Adam Schiff. It's not just the Mueller report didn't prove what Schiff claimed, more than circumstantial evidence for Trump collusion with the Russians. The Horowitz report completely undercut what Adam Schiff has defended, like the FISA process against Carter Page. Just came out last night. The DOJ has now admitted the last two warrants against Carter Page were in fact illegal and unjustified. The DOJ is now admitting that. Incredible stuff. The Horowitz report vindicated Congressman Nunes' memo on this process, the FISA process, and completely threw Schiff under the bus. But Schiff is out there as a House manager, and this is convinces me he's not trying to win over hearts and minds in the Senate. He's trying to play to the folks back home. It's a big show, pushing this Russia hysteria. And y'all got to calm down with this, because I do think Russia is a threat. I do think Russia is.
But they're not making it any better.
No. Acting like there's a Russian behind every little partisan plot in the United States, and Americans are divided enough on our own. Using the issue of Russia as a partisan cudgel does not help us fight Russia. And if you really want to fight Russian propaganda in the next election, respectfully, Adam Schiff, then you should stop it with your own propaganda. Because when we abuse the truth, we abuse the impeachment process, and we now are suggesting the next election will be stolen if you don't remove this president.